Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze.
Hi, I'm DJ Billy Andrew.
Hi, I'm Logan Brown.
Hi, I'm Billy J. Mills.
And this week on the Gossip Gaze podcast, Logan's staring down Jess Glynn.
Bailey is sucking the life out of Wilkos.
And Billy's seeing things clearly after post-nut clarity.
The Gossip Gaze.
Hello and welcome to the Gossip Gaze podcast with me, DJ Billy Andrew.
Hi, I'm Bailey.
And I'm Logan. And we are here filling in for Danny. Sorry you couldn't be here with us today, Danny.
We miss you, Danny Fanny.
So we have got the brilliant Bailey J. Mills and Logan Brown here with us. So this podcast is all about queers in your ears, talking things from our community, which is LGBTQ+AI, sharing our wildest confessions, hookup horror stories, and getting all the goss from you, the listener. Anything from X on X to, X on X. Is that so? I'm excited to hear that. To second-hand gossip coming first-hand experience. Now, if you want to get in touch with us and be our gossip goddess of the week, you can share your biddy's confessions, your dirty dilemmas, your funny stories, or anything else. Camp, create, or cuckoo. By getting in touch with us, letters at gossipdayspod.com, DM us on Instagram at gossipdayspod, or get in touch via WhatsApp. The number is in this episode's description. So hello and welcome to the show, everybody. How are we all doing today? I've got you a little gift, both of you. It's that little canned drink next to you. It is actually
fucking you.
It is actually Kim Kardashian's brand new energy drink.
Love that.
You better stop it.
I swear on my life. It's by Kim K. It's called Kimade. I don't know what the flavour is, but it is energy drink. Are you over 16, both of you? Because if not, you're not allowed to drink
kind
it.
Kind of.
I'm 45.
Okay, fab. I mean, you don't have to drink it, but I think she's going around, you know, like Prime did. Do you know where?
I
think she's doing like a Prime sort of like, these could be worth millions of pounds in a couple of weeks. So you might not want to open it. You might want to sell it on eBay. It's like rocking our shit getting these. I'm telling you.
When did she bring this out?
I don't know when she brought it out, but I've seen it in stands and it's been sold out everywhere. And then I got off my flight the other day and it was just there. And I was like, oh, I have to buy four cans.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm actually going to drink it. Do you want to try it, Sam?
I'll try Yassified Prime.
It's called Yassified Prime. Yeah, it's okay. Kimade.
I always do that on the top of the camel. You have to blow it.
Personally, I think it tastes a bit like shit.
So where did you buy this, Billy?
It's not
expensive.
Great. No, it's £1 something.
Oh,
smells like shit.
Yeah, I know, it's not great, is it?
Oh, it is quite divine, actually.
Oh, right, we've got mixed reviews.
It's like, Yeah.
That's just lemonade. Is that just lemonade?
I don't know, love.
That's like ASMR, isn't it? Oh, you tried mine. Oh, swaps.
What do you think?
I quite like it, but I do prefer an original energy drink.
Because I do, I love a monster. You can hear it, can't you? Like, proper, like, oh, mouth noise. Right. I want to know, what have you both been up to this week? What have you been doing?
Go on, Bales.
Being a mum.
Being a mum?
What have we... Oh, yeah, my family came down with my nieces.
Yeah.
My sister came. It was quite nice.
It was eventful.
It was very eventful. She got four kids and her partner's just broken up with her. So, God, no, this is actually quite depressing, isn't it, for the podcast when it's maybe quite uplifting. She came down and then she was like, you know, my partner broke up on Thursday. She came over and then there was four kids. And I was like, if you ever need any help, you know, we'll help out. And then after like an hour, I was thinking, fuck her, no.
It was chaos. We had two babies, obviously ours, hers, and then the two other girls.
Yeah.
Three other girls. Oh, it was carnage. Mm. We were proper on our toes, weren't we?
What else have we been up to?
The last time you were both on, sorry, Logan, you were pregnant.
Yes.
And Bailey, I don't think you was even with Logan at the time. I think, also, the last time we was in Danny's living room recording this.
I know,
so
it's mad.
It's nuts. So what else has been going on since then?
Do you know what? We've actually done quite a lot of things, haven't we?
You have?
We had the baby.
You got, yeah.
Nova. And I feel like quite a lot of stuff has happened since then. Recently, we went to the Glamour Awards and Pink News Awards. And that was very, very overwhelming. It was like an experience that I've never experienced before.
Yeah.
Logan was literally back to back with Halle Bailey from The Little Mermaid.
Yeah. What?
But your seat was tucked in really like tight. So you were like, excuse me, excuse me.
No. I was like, excuse me, love, excuse me. So basically all the like cover stars.
Yeah.
Basically had to sit at the front. So I was like going past all like these celebrities. I was thinking, oh no, are we really at the front here?
So this was at the Glamour Awards?
Yeah. Mm. It was crazy.
Oh, my God.
We had to be on our best behaviour, didn't we?
Is that where Lily Allen was there as well? And she accepted that speech?
Oh, my God. Sorry.
That's all right.
She looks unrecognisable. She walked past us a few times. And I was like, oh, my God. You wouldn't even know it's Lily Allen. Like, she looks so different.
Yeah.
But I think it was an overwhelming feeling because we had, like, we were like, oh, we'll hold hands when we walk in. And it was, like, really overwhelming. Then you saw these people, like... I mean, we spoke to like Becky Hill in the smoking area, which she was really camp.
Fab.
She was really camp, to be fair.
It was like everywhere you looked, there was just like someone you knew, but you had to be like, I was like, oh my God. It was really overwhelming. I've never been to, like, we've been to a few events together, award show, but this was like,
big.
They really went all out with it. It was beautiful.
Right. So this weren't like a queer award show. This was like A-list.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have H from Steps there and Glock Wan. You've got like proper celebs and stuff. You know what I mean? Yeah.
There was quite Leanne from Little Mix, which was quite camp.
Do you like her new song, by the way? I'm obsessed with that. My love. Anyway, go on.
It's not really my kind of vibe.
Oh, I love it.
Sorry, Leanne.
Jess Glynn.
She listens every week. She's gonna be heartbroken.
Oh my God, Jess Glynn. We had that really. Go on, do what I say.
You say.
So obviously, me and Bailey went with like bold statements of like trans love and all that sort of thing. Like,
I saw the outfits that were fab, by the way. Yeah.
So we like really wanted to make a statement. There's this really awkward moment where Jess Glynn like looked at us, and I think she was trying to read what was down our arms. You know, when all that drama went on with Jess Glynn, like transphobic stuff.
Yeah.
She was like looking at us for ages, and then I looked at her, and then I clocked about what she was probably thinking. I was thinking, oh my God, this is awkward, but please just keep looking at my sleeve and read, you know, the statements. It was really awkward, wasn't it? It was, and also Charlie Craggs, she had like something saying trans power or something on her t-shirt. It was very, very awkward, but I thought, no, you look at that, Jess Glynn.
Yeah.
You gave her evil.
I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I didn't. She was looking at me first, so I went...
I literally turned around and just going...
Logan's like that. I was sticking ones up there. Those who are listening and not watching. Do you know what happened to me? Right, I got on this plane because I was flying for 8 hours back from Dubai because that's where the ship dropped me off. And... I'd noticed that I got extra leg room. I was like, fab, 8 hours extra. I could spread out, spread eagle. And the person sat down next to me, stunk. They ruined it. They sat down, they had yogurt on the top or something that looked like yogurt. I don't know what else it was.
Oh, dear.
Like, every time they moved their arm, do you know when you get the waft from the BO under the pits? I was like this the whole way home. I was holding my nose and I was like... Right. And they had no spatial awareness either, so they were eating their dinner next to me and using part of my tray.
No.
But I was too scared and polite to be like, sorry. Because you know what? Do you like when you're on a flight and you're stuck there for that long? You don't want to be that knobhead who's like a knob. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I didn't want to be like, sorry, you're in my space. Do you know what I mean? I didn't want to be like, but they were eating the dinner off my lap.
Yeah.
And they stung and I hated it.
That is not okay. I feel like that would be your worst nightmare. You and smells is not a good thing, is it?
I have to like overspray. So even if I wear deodorant, I have to wear about four perfumes. Just so even if I smell like a baby prostitute, like I have to smell. You know, like I want to physically smell myself when I walk outdoors and then feel like I can't stink. But you know what you were saying about people like sat there and like stinking or something like that.
Yeah.
Like I feel like if you did say something, then you've got the rest of the journey as well. Do you know what I mean? So it would be well awkward.
And also, what is she going to go do? Like, have a little wash in the bathroom? Don't you know what I mean? You've got a flight, you've not washed, and I have to just bear the brunt of it. Normally, I'm not that bad with smells. Like, I'm normally okay with it, but this was something else. And to be fair, my nose did adjust. You know, like, I went nose blind. I did go nose blind for a bit. So, like, it did kind of adjust, so it weren't that bad. But then when she sort of went to the toilet, like, the smell followed, and I thought...
That's a long flight, that,
it's
as
a long flight. If I was just going to, like, bloody Dublin or something, I wouldn't have bothered, but she stunk.
Yeah. Not good.
How's the reaction been since, like, the aftershave? Because you're on that with Danny Beard. How was that?
Yeah.
How was that filming? Because it was a couple of long days, actually, weren't it, filming that?
Yeah, it was really, really nice.
Yeah.
You know what? I think it was one of them things where I kind of didn't really know what to expect. And then I think since seeing it come out, it was like, oh my God, but I'm really scared that some people think I'm genuinely a crackhead. Like, I do have levels, you know, like when I perform at Via and stuff, I am like level 10, but like, I do have levels where I'm actually quite normal. As I feel like so far when I've seen it, I've been like, fucking hell, I look like a crackhead.
I think it's brilliant. You and Danny together, you have something special together. Like, you really bounce off each other.
Yeah.
It's really fun watching you both.
Was you nervous doing it? Or was you just like, oh, fuck it, it's fun?
I was shitting it.
Oh, you were?
Yeah. I think the first day, obviously there was like Ellis and then Cheddar.
Yeah.
But there was a bit where they cut out, and it was when we went off, and Cheddar had these shoes on, and it was like a camel boot. And like when I walked off, I went, camel toe! And Danny was like, keep that in, but they didn't. But,
oh, they cut it.
Yeah. But yeah, I think I was quite nervous. The first day of filming, it was like really, really fun. The second day, it felt like longer, if that made sense. So,
yeah.
But yeah, it was really great. And I'm really grateful for Danny, like, having me on that show and being like, you know, you need to be seen and I want you to be a part of the show, which, I mean, she could have got anyone. Do you know what I mean? So I'm just really grateful that she gave me that opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's lovely. That's nice. Well, yeah, we'll tune in to, what's it called? The Aftershave with Danny Beard. The Aftershave with Danny Beard after Drag Race every week. And Logan, you've been very busy. Did you write this book and draw it? Or did someone else illustrate it? Tell me about this book you got coming out.
I'd like to say that I drew it. Is drew it a word? Drew.
Drew it.
Drew, yeah.
Drew it. Yeah. Drawn it.
Illustrated it.
I did not do the artwork for the book.
Okay, cool.
But I did. I basically came up with an idea, like a plan of the book. Mm-hmm. And yeah, Bigger Picture Books, they got in touch with me and they were like, let's do a book. So it was before Nova was even here. So it's really weird, like, seeing it now in physical form, because we created this, like, before she was here. And yesterday we had this really weird moment where we opened the book for the first time. And I just looked at Nova and I was like, oh, my God, this is crazy. Like, it's really, really cute, isn't it? It's really, really personal.
Yeah.
It's called In My Daddy's Belly.
Mm-hmm.
Straight to the point.
And is it a children's book?
It's a children's book. But amazing. I feel like it has good, like, it's good for parents and children. Like, it has cues all the way through it to, like, prompts kids about like what love means to them and what family is.
Oh, that's amazing. And is it available now?
It's available now. It's available at bigger picture book.co.uk. It's available on Amazon. It's available at Waterstones. It's available all over the world. China.
All good bookstores. All good bookshops. Amazing. Yes. Right. We're going to have a little short break, but first, are you loving the gossip? Do you set an alarm on Mondays and Thursdays ready for us to release? Well, then spread the love by spreading the podcast. Tell your queens, your allies, your mum, your dog, your daughter, everything about the Gossip Gays. Share it on WhatsApp now. We'll give you a few minutes while you listen to these gorgeous adverts.
The Gossip Gays.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey.
They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The Gossip Gaze.
Well, welcome back to The Gossip Gaze. Now, this part of the show, Logan and Bailey, is where we get the dirty confessions, the tales, the gossip, all from our minging listeners. They all write in and, yeah, we get some gossip. So, Sam, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. What have you got for us this week?
Right. Are we all ready for the first confession from the listeners?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Whenever you're ready.
Whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
Right, so first one, this is from Anon, but we do know their pronouns are he, him.
Okay, cool.
So a male anonymous person. Hi, Gossip Gaze. This is my confession. I periodically travel a few hours away from my home to hook up with my ex's ex.
Ooh. X on X, baby.
When I was dating my ex, I also got to know their ex, and they were thirsty the whole time we were together, always hinting and hitting on me, but I didn't go there. My ex and I then had a breakup, and so in what I can only describe as pure revenge, I decided to fuck him over like he did to me. I started hooking up with my ex's ex. We have great sex and we gossip together about what a dick our ex was. It's all around good fun. My current partner doesn't know I do this.
Cheeky biscuit.
Brackets, we are open. Okay. Close brackets. Do you think I should tell him?
Oh, so we've got somebody here who's shagging their ex's ex. And then they've not told their current partner that they're...
Shagging ex's ex, doing little gossips about their mutual ex, but
like
also not tell their current partner who might become their new ex.
No, this to me, I think, maybe don't tell your partner, because I think if Morgan, I'm already sat in the room, if Morgan came to me and said that they were like bitching about their ex to this, to their ex's ex, I'd be like, why are you so obsessed with your ex? Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
So true. I'm not going to lie, I can't even keep up with what you actually just said with ex. X, 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 X.
I wanna X, 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 X. I'm naked.
It sounds like a lot. It's a completely different lifestyle to our lifestyle now. That is absolute chaos.
Chaos, absolute chaos. I think, no, don't be telling your new partner about, sorry, don't leave you talking about your ex to your little exy nexies. Do you know what I mean?
Maybe get over it.
Okay, yeah. Maybe move on.
So has no one ever shagged an ex's ex? Has anyone gone?
I have.
Okay, well, there you go. There
I said
there
was so much confidence.
I can remember when I was young, right? I was probably about just turned 18 and I was with somebody and then they got with somebody new after me. So, but then they broke up and I was like, well, I'm going to go for your... Old, I don't know why I did it, and like I got the bus with like my bus pass. I was that young, I didn't drive then. Like I was like, Mom, I'm just going out, I won't be long, I'm going shopping. And then like I got on the bus, and then like they met me off the bus, and I went back and I did it. And do you know what? I came back from it feeling like really gross and icky. I was like, why did I do that? I was sat on the bus on the way home being like, that was actually horrible. Why did I do that?
So it wasn't even that good.
It was horrible. They had to sneak me into the house. It was all a bit, it was a big ordeal. Oh, no. Like, it was nuts. It was not a fun experience. I wouldn't ever recommend doing it because I think, like, what's the mentality about doing that? Like, why do you want to go there?
Do you think when you're horny, though, and obviously, how old was you?
18.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I think, like, when you're horny and you're younger, people do the strangest things.
Yeah.
But also, I think, you know, the thrill and, like, the excitement of being, like, kind of undercover Charlie's Angels and then go in there. And then it's the adrenaline where your heart's beating. Like, you know, sometimes when you go to a grinder hookup and it's like, am I going to die? Like, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, you've probably gone there with this adrenaline rush and then you've done it. And have you seen that meme where it's like whore, you know, on the mirror, just like wiping it off? I feel like as soon sometimes when you have done something and then you come, you think, oh my fucking God, at least I tried. But also, like, what have I just done?
What have I just done? Yeah.
Oh, post-nut clarity.
Yes, post-nut clarity.
Post-nut clarity?
You've not heard of post-nut clarity?
I know exactly what it is by you saying it, but I've never heard that term.
Yeah, it's every single time that you've been chatting to someone and then you've had a wank, you're like, oh my God, what am I doing? Or it's, you've gone to sleep, I don't know this, you've gone to shag someone and then you're literally like, oh my God, get out my flat right now, I
instantly
hate
you just want to go like that and they're gone and it's like, oh, they have to put the shoes on, you're not got your coat, fucking hell, just get out. Do you know what I mean?
This is a whole different world to me because I've never done anything cheeky like this before. I'm kind of like,
get up, you dirty bitch.
I never really had any hookups. I remember being on Grindr a few times and then, like, I'd get really scared. I remember stood outside a flat once that I was actually going to go meet someone. And then I stood there and then I thought, no, I can't do this. And I did a run off home and I went to Burger King instead.
Did you do a knock and run?
No, or did you just didn't knock at all.
I used to be like that the whole time. Like, I used to be scared. Do you know when you get, like, a nervous poo? Yeah. I'm like every time I go for a grinder hookup, I'm like, nervous poo.
That's just the douche.
I can't even go
back,
now.
Really.
I'm like, sorry, I had nervous poo. Can't meet you.
So, just for clarity, are we saying to this listener they should not tell their partner that they're shagging their ex's ex?
No, and I also think you should cut it off with this ex's ex. Like, yeah, you're feeding 100%. Into some sort of weird, like, I don't know, you're basically living in the past here.
Yeah.
I also think if you need to stop driving a few hours.
Hours?
If it's down the road.
A few hours.
Hours. Like, hours. Oh, my goodness.
Like, you can change your location settings on Grindr.
Maybe they live, like, rural.
Maybe.
And this is like the closest person is 2 hours away. Do you know, like, when you live, like, back at home and it's like the nearest queer person is like 25 miles away.
In that case, get what you get.
Exactly.
Don't be picky. Right, you ready for another story?
Oh, this is a long one.
Should brace yourself for this one. So this person's completely anon. Don't know much about them.
Okay.
But they've written in and they said, so I remembered a story the other day after Billy said he wanted to hear about second or third hand gossip. By the way, we all said that. Billy didn't specifically say that. I think this listener's said it.
All right, so I said it.
I said what I said.
Bitch, I said what I said.
Well,
go on.
I have a story about second hand gossip that unfortunately became first hand.
Okay. Ooh.
So, there was this guy I used to date years ago, and a friend heard a story about him. She heard that he got a bit fucked up one night on holiday with friends, and they sent him back to their apartment early. When the friends came back, they went to check in on him. And there he was, passed out, hand up his arse, and shit smeared all over the walls.
No.
This is the, like, first paragraph.
Okay.
There's more. Kiss with a fist.
A few years passed and I met him on a night out. He invited me and a couple of friends back to his new place for some drinks. My friends left and one thing led to another. I can't remember if we actually fucked or not. But I then woke up in the middle of the night, a bit drunk, and realised where I was. He was there, passed out next to me. The sun started to rise and I saw this weird small black brown pebble on the bed and I thought, oh, that's weird. I wonder where that came from. I went to leave and then I started to see a couple more. Just as I picked it up and started holding it in my hand, I looked over to my ex and realised he had his fingers deep in his arsehole and he pulled out and flicked another pebble away.
No, that's definitely
stop it.
It was at this moment the memory of that secondhand gossip came flooding back to me.
Oh, crap.
It was like he was digging for gold up his own arsehole. Honestly, traumatic. I quickly got myself together, checked I had no pebbles stuck on me, and ran out the door. Luckily, never seen the boy since then.
Oh.
Love the pod. I'll stay anonymous for this one.
Oh, my God.
This is interesting. I'll stay anonymous for this one, even though he has me blocked on everything.
After this. Right, so was this person drunk and picking pieces of shit out of their own arsehole and flicking it? Is this where we were? Sorry.
Was this you, Bailey?
Shut up! Someday
goes on washing day, I think if you're wearing white knickers, you do get skinny knickers, but that's about it.
Oh my God.
So it's not clear whether this is just when the guy's drunk, but either way, he has a habit of digging for gold, is the phrase. Digging for gold.
I don't know about this. Why would you be flicking shit over your own room? Do you know what I mean? Come on now, not on purpose.
Do you think it could be a fetish though? Because some people like being like pissed on, shat on.
I don't know, the way he's doing it, he's sort of like leaving a trail in case he gets lost.
I feel like this isn't like the way to go about it though. Like
flicking your shit around the room? Probably not, no.
No, not with like I feel like if this is a proper fetish, you need a specified room you do this in that is very easily to be cleaned down with. And I feel like
Or a shed.
Yeah, or a shed. Or maybe an outhouse.
I've just got an image in my head of like, you know, like casually picking your bogies, but instead this is like just casually picking and flicking. Like what is that? That is crazy.
For me.
Is someone's fetish gold digging?
Brown pebbles. Brown pebbles.
Is there
a query to this one, or is that that? Just his fucking shit around his
chocolate
room.
Chocolate eclairs. Yummy.
So, Logan and Bailey, you're not saying that you have any personal stories you can relate to digging for gold or flicking pebbles?
No. I do have something. You know, I told you ages ago, last time I was on the podcast, I told you about the guy who made me walk him around his house like a dog and shove the bin bag. Well, not long after that, because I blocked him. I was blocked. It was done. And he added me on unknown account, but I didn't accept it. It was just like where everyone could add me on, you know, like send me messages Snapchat. Yeah. And it was him drinking his own piss. And I feel like that was the time when I was like, nah.
That was the straw. Yeah.
So not the dog walking or the bin bag, it was the drink of piss. No.
I feel like you talk
Madame
about...
X.
I feel like you talk about shit a lot though, to be fair, because you're always saying like...
Yeah, that's because I have IBS.
Wherever we go, it could be anything. You'd be like, oh, I've got the poos. Like, it's just constant all the time.
I think it's like an anxiety thing though, do you know what I mean?
Okay, sorry, yeah, that's my
deal. So hang on, are you saying that if that guy didn't send you a video of his drinking his own piss, you would have taken him out for another evening walkie?
Absolutely fucking not. I think it got weird of when he was going, stand on me. And like, you know, when you've like finished, I was just there like, right. Piss us. Oh my goodness.
Get me out of here.
He's never done that to me. We've never done anything like that, just to clarify this with the broom situation.
Yeah. We've got some toys and stuff.
What, you can do a live review now if you like.
I love how we've just been talking about my children's book and now we're talking about...
Oh my God, Bailey, yeah. Oh, I hope your mum doesn't listen to this.
No, she probably will. She will. Fine. Don't worry. But our adults here.
I think I might leave it at that, you know, I'm scared.
Well, thank you very much for writing in, you piece of shit.
But yeah, the listeners are probably getting a bit too comfortable with talking about their sort of bowel movements in general, I think. But, well, you know, thank you for writing in. Please keep it up.
I think it's healthy to chat about your own bowel movements.
But these bowel movements aren't healthy. It's worth pointing out. Not these solid pebbles.
Not picking, licking, rolling, flicking or whatever they're doing. Do you know what I mean? With these pebbles out their ass. Yeah, fuck it out, fuck me.
Okay, so that's two stories down.
Yes.
However, we do have two very special guests today.
Yeah.
So Logan and or Bailey, whoever would like to come forward to...
Reveal
confess
something.
Their sins. Yes.
Now's your time in front of all these cameras and microphones. Confess.
Do you want to go first?
Yes, I will.
Just so you know, this is a legally binding podcast, so anything said on the pod can be used in court.
When I was in secondary school, I tried to fit in with quite a lot of people. I didn't really understand myself. And everyone all the time at the shops, this is probably quite boring, but everyone at the shops always used to steal things all the time. And I was like, oh, no, I can't do it. And I went in there and everyone was like coming out with like loads of crisp, chocolate and everything, and then they're going to sell it in school.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, what can I do? And I literally just rushed and I seen one cheese string on its own. Just a single cheese string. And I just shoved it up my sleeve and walked out. And they were like, oh, what did you get? And I was like, I just pulled this cheese string out. And that's as bad as I get, really. That's literally my only confession. I'm sorry if that's...
Illegal. Jail time.
Well, I've spoke about it on this podcast before, but I used to steal chicken breasts from Sainsbury's. chicken breasts. I mean, chicken was expensive when I was a student. I got caught one time and they were like, you are banned from every Sainsbury's in the country. Banned.
I had a similar experience with Sainsbury's.
Did you?
I'm going to go into the Ceiling Part 2, the remix. But the first one, I was in Sainsbury's and I was with my mates and I was skinned and I ate a croissant in the bakery section. And I was like, no one's going to know. Because you know when you walk around the store, you know, you eat it and then no one's going to know. And
yeah.
I was eating this croissant and as I was leaving, the security was like, who looked like fucking Humpty Dumpty, comes over, plodding over going, right, you need to pay for that. And I was like, I'm paying for it. I ain't got no money, mate. Thinking I was really cool. Like, I ain't even got any fucking money, little prick. With like all my like old, like, all my friends were like older than me, like 2-3 years older than me. Do you know what I mean? So they were all in their like super dry jackets. And I thought like they were quite hard. They used to like fight men and I would just hold the purse. So it'd be one of my mates. She was in the local newspaper as a teenager, right? And she, speaking of that, one of my mates, she was in the local newspaper, like blonde girl with Nike Air Maxes, bright, she was like blonde hair and bright pink and blue Nike Air Maxes. And then, anyways, sorry, I'm getting lost anyways. So yeah, I stole this croissant and all my friends and I was trying to be hard. And then my mate's guy she was seeing, he was like, oh, do you want 50p? And I was like, yeah, there you go. And then he was like, right, you're banned for a week. And I was like, shut up, Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall, thinking I was really cool. I was like, you're banned for life. And then even when I was like, I did this when I was like 13, 14. So like when I was growing up from like college, when I was like 16, they still remember me. They were like, no, you're barred. And then I went in a wig.
You were incognito. Yeah, like, I want to be back in this station so bad.
They did not even know, honey. But when I say, you know, when I started drag, I was wearing like thigh, like red high heels, skinny jeans. I did look a bit different and quirky. But I walked in and I was like, oh my God. So, yeah. But part two, the confession, sorry, this is my confession, is speaking of stealing. So even though I have this character who did the level one hair and beauty, my name's Sophie, that actually is based kind of on a real story, but not. So I actually did do my level one at college and I did fail, but all the girls who passed did end up having hair like that. So I was a bit confused. But so when I was at college, we had to do hair and beauty. And with beauty, you had to do like different assessments. And one of the assessments was makeup. And I knew nothing about makeup. So I went to Wilco's, I stole some makeup. And the first time I was like, oh, it's all right. And I got like all the Wilco's like lip glosses, foundation, brushes. And then I went in again. And I went in again. And then obviously suspicions like must have came into it. Because they were like, this person keeps coming in not buying anything. So I went with my friend and it was raining. I remember I was wearing a vampire onesie with like a nose on.
It wasn't then, the one from Primark.
Yeah,
was it?
No, yeah, it was. With a big nose. snap. And I went in with my mate and I was like, oh yeah, I've shoplifted from like Wilco's a few times. R.I.P. to the girl he used to be. But I went in and I was like, yeah, I shoplifted Abby. Like I've shoplifted from there loads of times. Like whatever you want, I'll get it. Like I don't care. So I went in with her and I ended up getting like loads of different lip glosses and in this onesie and I ended up getting like a packet of crisps as well, which is really random. And I remember getting the lip glosses and we walked out and the security guy goes, mate, afterwards we went in Pound Stretcher and I was going to rob from there actually as well.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't have much money. So I was in there, the guy comes, right, I know you've been stealing. We've catched you on CCTV multiple times. You come back in or we call the police. And me being like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, I can't do this. So I was like, I don't want to be on Crime Watch no more, please. You're going to kill me. So we ended up going back and then we were sat there and one of my sister's mates worked there, like one of her best mates growing up. So she was sat there, obviously knowing me. And then it was really awkward because I was like, fucking hell, she's going to tell my sister. And they were like, right, empty your pockets. And I was like, lip gloss, the foundation, lip gloss.
Packet of crisps.
Yeah. Packet of crisps. And when we were sat there, they were like, yeah, is there anything else? I was like, no. And then they made me rewatch the CCTV. My mate Abby sat there. And all you can see me is going.
You can see me. Sorry you had to go through that. That's really sad.
But I was sat there, and like, when I was getting the lip gloss, I was like, Abby, do you want this one or this one? This one. Yeah. I'm sure you're talking about this one. Do you want this one as well? And I was just turn around. And it's probably got a close upon me. I'm like, this one or this one. And I was sat there going like, oh my God. Anyways, they ended up, no bullshit, full on putting me in cuffs, arresting me. I'm walking out like Wilco's. All these families are looking at me thinking, oh my God, I bet they think I've like fucking murdered someone. When actually, in reality, I've just stole about £14 worth of fucking Wilco's makeup. I got back and I was like, I really need a wee. Please come to the toilet. They were like, no, no, no. I ended up getting to my mum's and fully pissing myself at the doorstep because my mum, we had a house what was like three stories high and my mum was cleaning, so you had to proper bang. But someone smashed our door in, so we actually have, it's still there now. No, she's just changed it. But we had bits of wood like hammered to the thingy. So every time it was Halloween, people would like think we were dressing up our house when generally our house actually looked like that. But we're like probably banging on this door and I ended up pissing myself in front of my mum. So yeah, that was the story of my confession.
I can't believe you single-handedly drove Wilco's out of business.
I know.
They never recovered from that £14 loss.
No, but they didn't actually. They didn't actually clock me for the packet of crisps. So, because I had that stuffed, I was wearing like this, the onesie, but I think I had like a jacket on top, but it was just like just tucked in the bottom bit. But yeah, so they never got the packet of crisps. But then by the time it came out, the wrapper was all like full of smelly piss. So I can't remember what happened there with that. Go. I don't know if I ate it or I'm not quite sure. That's
wow. Well, it is time to crown a gossip goddess.
A gossip goddess of the week, I think. I actually enjoyed that Wilco stealing story.
I can't believe we've had the confession that Wilco's ended because of you, Bailey.
It's all because of
and
you.
No. I think it's all in the drama of how you told it. So I think you've got my vote.
You get my vote as well, gossip goddess. Logan, who you voting?
Well, I wanted to vote myself for the cheese string, but I'll probably go with Bailey just because you have told me that story before, but I didn't know you was wearing a vampire onesie. That's quite cute.
We go.
So I'll go with that.
So our winner this week is Bailey J. Mills, everybody.
Yay! Yay!
Thank you. I have a question really quickly.
Yeah, go on.
Thank you guys, every single one of you, for listening, and thank you for all supporting me, for being on the podcast and loving me. And no, I'm joking. Sorry. I thought that was funny, then it was actually going to laugh. Yes, pause for... did any of you guys actually go to Wilco's when it was closing down? Like, did you go at all? Like, when it was...
I kind of wish I went to stroke the shelves and film a TikTok, but apart from
period,
that, no.
Yeah. Literally.
But it's now coming back, I've seen. Like Wilco's is making a comeback. They're like, we're back.
Really?
They can't do that. They've just made a big deal out of it.
Really? Haven't they? Yeah, they're back.
All the TikToks of the Coke. Oh, they can't do that.
They sacked off all the old biddies and were like, joke, it was just marketing.
They are back. Someone put as a meme, it's like when you leave the group chat and then tell your friends to react. You know, like, when you leave the group chat in a mood, it's like, yeah, it's back.
Oh,
Wilco's is back, baby. So do you know what? You didn't run them in the ground.
To be honest, I wanted just another B&M, like more B&Ms, I feel, like home bargains. Yeah, I just want another B&M. I feel like that just tops every shop ever. And Aldi.
Love Aldi.
I love Aldi.
Perfect. Well, do you know what? Thank you very much for coming in today and stepping in for Danny Beard. If you want to get in touch with us with the podcast, share a dilemma, a funny story, or anything else, camp crazy or cuckoo, you can do that by emailing us letters@gossipdayspod.com. DM us on Instagram @GossipDaysPod, and you can even get in touch on WhatsApp. Send voice notes. I really want another voice note, listeners, so please get them in, because do you know what? I'm sick of hearing Sam's voice read the letters. So please don't forget to give us a glowing 5-star review, and we'll be back on Monday for our Brucey bonus podcast. Logan and Bailey, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you always for supporting me at Via and screaming my name as I'm DJing. I really appreciate that. I do, actually.
We don't call you Billy.
No, you call me DJ Billy. DJ Billy Andrew. And you're like, DJ, DJ, DJ.
We try and get your attention for ages until you finally see us. To be honest, I do think you clock us sometimes. And I think you think, oh, fuck that.
I don't.
DJ Billy.
I'm like that. I'm like security. Security, get them out quick. Get them out. Thank you very much. And tune in on Monday for our Brucey bonus. Goodbye, everybody. Say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
The Gossip Case. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.